The following message comes from Panera Bread. Looking for something fresh and filling? Panera's new warm grain bowls are full of flavorful ingredients like hearty quinoa, spicy salsa verde, and creamy avocado. Full of good, so you'll be full of good too. Try a new Baja or Mediterranean warm grain bowl, now available for delivery. Panera, food as it should be.
Here's your money briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Google is banning payday loan apps from its app store. J.R. Whalen will talk about this in a moment with Wall Street Journal reporter Yuka Hayashi. First, here are some top money stories. Travelers looking for deals on flights this holiday season may be out of luck. Major airlines are still dealing with the fallout from the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX airplanes, and that means fewer planes. The FAA grounded the 737 MAX after it was implicated in two separate crashes, and the agency still hasn't said when it expects the planes to fly again. Many airlines have opted to remove 737 MAX planes from their schedules through early 2020 and have now had to rebook passengers on other flights or cancel some trips entirely. This may put pressure on airlines to raise prices this holiday traveling season as they operate at reduced capacity with increased demand. Experts say book early, be flexible with dates, or choose a carrier that doesn't have the 737 MAX in their fleet. It looks like gold is the new black when it comes to debit cards. The Royal Mint, which makes UK bank coins, launched its first debit card for the ultra-rich, made of 18-carat solid gold. The card itself costs over $23,000. Demand for precious metal cards has been growing in popularity. In August, Apple launched a titanium credit card. However, some people took to Twitter to express outrage about the cost of the card and the excess they say it represents. What would Jesus buy? The Wall Street Journal says biblically responsible investing is booming as investment managers who are losing assets to index funds strive to find new niches. Whereas many socially responsible investors favor companies that recruit LGBT workers or donate to Planned Parenthood and the like, biblically responsible investors shun companies that profit from or support abortion, pornography, gambling, or LGBT people. The latest sign of the rise of faith-based investing was the launch of the Inspire International ESG Exchange-Traded Fund on September 30th. Its ticker symbol, WWJD, short for the popular expression, "What Would Jesus Do?"
Have you ever wondered what the gun industry has to say for itself? Here's your chance. Listen to the new podcast series, The Gun Industry Speaks, where the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the trade association for the firearms industry, weighs in on the debate. Unfiltered, and in their own words. We'll go deep into the issues all Americans care about, such as background checks, stopping criminals, and what the industry is doing to keep firearms out of the wrong hands.
Google has banned high-interest consumer loan services from its App Store, and that limits payday lenders' access to its customers using Android phones. Wall Street Journal reporter Yuka Hayashi joins us with details. So, Yuka, Google actually instituted this ban in August. Why did they ban the payday lenders from its app store?
Well, Google says that they wanted to protect consumers from what they call deceptive and exploitative loan terms. What Google is doing is to ban apps from their app store that offer consumer loans that charge interest rates of 36% or higher.
So they've set that line as a threshold of 36%.
Yes, that's right. There are consumer loans that charge less than 36%. But in order for what we have viewed as payday lenders to survive, the interest rates must be much, much higher than 36%. So imposing a rate cap of 36% effectively shuts out payday lenders from the market.
And this isn't Google's first action against payday loan companies, right?
That's right. In 2016, Google came out and said that they are going to ban advertising for payday loans from their browser. And at that time, they also drew some criticism from the loan industry.
What is the relationship between the use of Android phones and who payday loan companies typically target?
So there is a lot of overlap between borrowers of payday loans and users of Android phones. According to research from a data research company called ComScore, less than a third of consumers from households making $25,000 or less use Apple phones, whereas over 50% of those consumers use Android phones. And if you look at the other end of the spectrum and look at consumers from households making $250,000 or more, basically 2 in 3 people use Apple phones, and less than 1 in 3 consumers use Android phones.
Consumer advocates praised Google, but the Online Lenders Alliance that represents large lenders, they had a very different view.
Yes, that's right. They see Google's action as unfair. They say that they punish perfectly legal businesses and their products. And also, they feel that the action could endanger consumers by sending them to illegal loans that could charge much higher interest rates or fraudulent products.
So the feeling is that they could send them to places that charge more than, in some cases, 30-35%.
That's right. And actually, a number of payday loans charge interest rates that could exceed 300-400%.
Oh, wow.
A number of them charge extremely high interest rates.
You know, Google banning these payday loan apps raises a broader issue about large corporations influencing markets for products that are controversial, but they're legal.
That's right. This action comes at a time when there's a lot of debate over the role of companies that have very large market shares and have the ability to influence customers' shopping behaviors. One example is retailers like Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods, restricting the sale of firearms. Another example is large banks like Bank of America and Morgan Stanley limiting doing business with companies that run private prisons and detention centers.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Yuka Hayashi joining us from our Washington Bureau. Yuka, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.